Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord.
Today is Pentecost, the day we celebrate the arrival of the Holy Spirit. Often the sanctuary would be draped in red. There's an aura of pageantry to Pentecost. The movement of the day is energetic and vibrant. The day of Pentecost carries with it a sense of revival. For the Spirit of God that arrives is a spirit of life. So today we too will consider revival, but not in a dancing down the aisles preacher in a white suit under a tent kind of a way. Today we are invited to be revived, to be brought back to a fullness of life. You may have noticed our scripture today wasn't the classic disciples in a room with tongues of fire verse that's common to the day. No, our scripture this morning carries a very different energy. Today, we're experiencing Pentecost in the Psalms. Over the last 6 weeks, we have worked through the scriptures, letting a donkey be our guide. Donkey tales has been a way of finding scriptures we might not otherwise have used as a centerpiece in worship. Donkey tales is a way of finding new conversations to have with our scriptures. Please hear the intention of my words, not just new conversations about our scriptures, new conversations with our scriptures. Yes, we talk about them together, and I hope you've learned something new about the stories, the books, the ideas that make up the Bible. But we are also invited to have conversations with the scriptures, to let them speak to us, to respond with questions and feelings and ideas of our own. One of my favorite parts about being Methodist is how we see the scriptures as divinely inspired. The idea that God is at work through us in this very moment to reveal the heart of the divine, just as God was at work in those who first told the stories, those who first remembered those stories, those who chose to write them down, those who collected them, those who translated them. This is a long list, and I mention it intentionally because God has been at work generation after generation. On a day we celebrate the role and work of the Holy Spirit, I give thanks that the Spirit has been active in our scriptures every moment of time, including our own. This gives our scriptures life. The active role of the Spirit in our reading and hearing, our scriptures gives this dynamic, responsive identity that matches our own need for a dynamic, responsive word from the divine. I tell you, I'm different every time I read the scriptures. There are verses I've heard my whole life that speak to me in new ways depending on the week or day or even hour that I've just experienced. Our lives are not static, and neither are our scriptures. The stories in the Bible are varied in their situations and thoughts and experiences and feelings, and so is how we are when we read them, and so is how we read them. The dynamic, even oscillating realities of life are very present in the book of Psalms. When you flip through the book of Psalms, you can go from "How great is our God" to "How long must I suffer, O Lord?" sometimes in the matter of a sentence. You see, the Psalms are a collection of poetic and musical expressions that were used in the liturgy of worship. Much like our calls to worship, our unison prayers, our sung responses, or the doxology, these were the words that were regular and repeated in the life of the Hebrew people. And so these words speak the regular and repeated feelings and experiences of those who said them. They carry lament, for there are times in life that are filled with difficulty and sadness and loss. They also carry praise, for there are moments of gratitude and appreciation, of joy and of hope. These are the movements of life, so these are the movements of the Psalms. Today we turn to Psalm 104, a psalm of praise that connects the splendor of creation as a celebration of the accomplishment and wonder of God. In these words of thanksgiving, we find the offer in a place many of us might find familiar, especially living in Colorado or where others of you happen to be now as well. The author is having one of those moments where they're looking at the world around them in just complete awe. That moment where words don't fully capture the expansiveness of thought as you take in how big and beautiful, how intricate and impressive, how huge and humbling the earth, all of creation truly is. Right? You look and you see clouds floating through the sky, carrying water to make trees grow. We watch as flowers open and share beauty, as bees float from blossom to blossom. Birds wing their way through the air, bringing nourishment back to the nest where babies await. Where you look to the horizon, the mountains shape and form, and watch the sunrise colors reflect. Those moments where you just are in awe that life even exists. We exist. This all somehow works. Just wow. The psalmist, thousands of years ago, knew this same feeling because it's so purely human. And in this appreciation, in this awareness, we see the Spirit of God in ways that words cannot describe. I mean, the psalmist tries. The psalm is beautiful, but our scripture merely points to something that words could never describe. Thus it is with the Spirit of God, the ineffable divine presence that graces our lives. It is beyond description, if only because anything we could fully understand, anything we could describe, would not meet our infinite need in life. Our scripture today speaks to the fulfilling nature of the divine. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Through that dynamic and active presence of the divine, our needs are met. Our longings are satiated. Our thirst for something more in life is quenched. I love that imagery. Wild donkeys inhabiting a field, chewing on the wild grass, bleeding in the hot summer sun. But their thirst is not in vain, for from the ground breaks forth a spring. It fills the stream. It flows from the mountains. Their needs are met, and life may thrive. This is the revival I pray we might know this day. Not that the gift of the Spirit would be loud winds or flashy flame, but that we might find our deepest needs met. That our thirst, whatever it might be for, would be quenched. It has been a long year. Even without the pandemic implications, there's a good chance you've had a long month or a tough week. Life is still happening and we keep going through the moments and the motions. I tell you, those donkeys in the field, they aren't on vacation. They're putting in work to survive. And we too are doing our best every day. And some days our best isn't what it was like it used to be. Some days our best is just being able to make it through. And in the midst of our efforts, of our living, the Spirit arrives like a spring that brings forth water, like a mountain stream that carries melted snow to the lower dry ground. Our needs are not unnoticed. Our lives are not unsupported. We will be revived. We will be cared for. We will be quenched. It is a promise not told out of blind optimism or the comfort of too much privilege. It is a promise and hope that is shared in our scriptures by real people, living real lives, the kind of people who question and pine and worry just like we do. That's the beauty of the Psalms. Their depth give these words meaning. The same people who give praise for the quenching of their thirst have cried out from desperation. It's actually the knowledge of how deep thirst can be that makes the promise of that quenching so meaningful. I'm also grateful for the inclusion of wild donkeys in this scripture. There are countless animals that could have been used, some far more poetic in their appearance. But here in this scripture, we have the divine creator, the active presence of God, tending to the wild donkey. Wild donkeys are something. There's actually a herd of wild donkeys in the Black Hills of South Dakota inside the state park. Now, some of these donkeys are a bit cozy with humanity. They'll wander up and stick their head right in your car looking for a snack. Years of being hand-fed apples will do that to a donkey. But some of these donkeys are still ever so wild. Such as the donkey that Megan, one of our best friends in college, and I met on a spring break road trip. Ah, yes. I knew how to show my friends a good time. While others were on MTV in Palm Springs or Miami Beach, I took my friends to South Dakota for spring break. While we were there, we stopped in the place the donkeys usually would have been found. But being that it was not tourist season, the donkeys were not by the roadside. So we trudged through the snow in search of these wild donkeys. Up upon a top of a hill, we saw them. These were hardy creatures. They were digging their way through the snowpack in search of dried grass. We found one donkey in particular that we took a liking to, and we named him Leopold. I'm going to give you a second to finish discussing the photo that you can see right now. I know, Joey is not the only one who had a long hair face. Okay, are you good? You done? You ready to get back to the sermon? Okay. When I read this scripture, I thought about those donkeys. Each and every day they go about their lives doing their best. They're out experiencing life together yet independently. Wild donkeys don't know the protection of a stable. They face all the seasons of life. Like us, they have times of plenty and times of want. They have times where things are easy and times where they are barely making it. I love that the psalmist chose the wild donkey, and I hope we can see ourselves in this scripture. Whatever hill we might be climbing, whatever long pasture we might be searching, whatever weather might be coming in over the hill, God's Spirit arrives in our midst to meet our needs, to quench the metaphorical thirst that we carry in our hearts and in our lives. You see, it's in the realities of life that we are revived by our Creator, that spring appears, that stream begins to flow to tell us that we are not forgotten. We are not overlooked. We are met where we are and how we are by the Spirit of life. May the Spirit of God arrive in your life today. May the Spirit of God arrive in your life every day in ways that will quench your thirst. Amen.